Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Guess what? We are going to talk to two of our favorite people that are in the know about all things COVID, and we want to welcome to KDWA once again Helen Strike. She is the president of the Regina Hospital in Hastings and also the president of the River Falls Hospital in River Falls, Wisconsin. And we also want to welcome to KDWA Dr. Melody McKenzie. She is Regina Hospital's Director of Medical Affairs and Alina Hastings' lead primary care physician. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for all you're doing to educate the public. I'm so, so grateful, and I know the listeners are as well. So great to chat with you again.
Thanks for having us, Mo.
Let's start out with where we are with COVID and with the pandemic right now. Helen, do you want to hit that one at kind of a broader scale?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Mo. So I think we're all hearing that the number of COVID cases in Minnesota and Wisconsin are increasing again. It looks as though we've got, especially in Minnesota, a lot of the British variant, the B.1.1.7 variant, that is beginning to become more prevalent. We are seeing some increased hospitalizations, too. The work I do with the Critical Care Coordination Center is keeping stats every day and showing us that we're up 100 cases or so of hospitalizations, and that the folks who are being hospitalized are middle-aged folks, not the elderly anymore, so those 40 to 60-year-olds. So we are seeing an increase. It means that we've got to be careful, that we have to not let our guard down. And even though we've had a fair number, I just heard we've topped 1 million folks in Minnesota had both vaccines.
That's great.
We really do need to keep our guard up.
So where do you think this middle-aged increase is coming from?
Well, I think they're seeing still a lot of asymptomatic transmission in 18 to 20 to 30-year-olds. Also, we're getting together more. We've eased up on our state-provided guidelines, which has been great for businesses and others, but we need to really be cautious as we are getting out in public and gathering with unvaccinated people.
So we can still do all of those things and begin to enjoy our life again, but we still have to be a little bit careful.
I think we have to be a lot careful still. I think we want to remember a year ago what we were doing and saying, and be grateful that the light is truly at the end of the tunnel. And once we get to 4 or 5 million folks vaccinated around us, that we'll feel that the end of the tunnel's here. But right now, we're just beginning to emerge, and we have to be very careful.
So Easter's coming up. What would you tell people that are maybe going to get together as a family?
Well, we're still learning about large size gatherings. So what we and the CDC are saying is that we really should avoid medium and large size gatherings, that we should still delay domestic and international travel. And if we do travel, there's some pretty strict guidelines out there about what we should be doing. You've got to watch out for symptoms of COVID-19. So even if you are just around your family and if someone gets sick, even though you've been vaccinated, you need to watch out for symptoms and get tested and stay home away from others if you develop any. We still have to protect ourselves wearing a mask and staying 6 feet apart. It's going to be a lovely weekend, so it'd be great to do a lot of stuff outside versus in poorly ventilated spaces.
Dr. Melody, are you feeling when people come into the Alina Clinic that they too can see the light at the end of the tunnel?
I think yes, and I think some of them are really relieved, especially a lot of our seniors who have been waiting for the vaccine. A lot of them are, they're just beaming, or some of them are in near tears when they talk about getting their vaccine. And I think we also see the other side of it, where people are letting their guards down and figuring that they don't have to do what they were doing before. And, you know, their parents may be vaccinated and they think that they can just not worry about anything, and they don't realize that not everyone's 100%. Even if the vaccine's 98%, that means that 2 out of 100 people can still be susceptible. We really need to just get everyone vaccinated. The more we vaccinate and the faster we vaccinate, the safer we'll all be, because then there's not as much chance that someone's carrying it and can give it to someone who either isn't vaccinated or is vaccinated and doesn't get full immunity or only gets part immunity.
I know that the governor talked about lowering the age to 16 for eligibility for a COVID vaccination. And how does that work with the Allina Clinic then? If somebody is already in the system and they're 16 and above, do they just wait? Will they get a MyChart? Will they get an email? How does that work, please?
Yeah, so every system is doing it in a way that makes the most sense for them. So if you remember, we rolled out 75 plus first because we wanted to get our most vulnerable done. And then we did 65 and above, and now we're doing people under 65, depending on their age, whether they have either one or two significant risk factors. We think that probably in about 2 or 3 weeks at most, we'll be done all of that group. And then the next group will be kind of the rest that are left over. We won't all of a sudden just open it up and say, if you're in that group, that you can come in, because we just don't have the ability to handle that. So what we will do is, once we get to that last group, is it'll be another lottery system where all of those people will be randomly sent messages, either by MyChart or email or called, telling them that they are now eligible. So just like all those other groups, it'll be an eligibility to then schedule. We're ramping up. All of the sites will be doing vaccines in the sites, as well as our larger places like Oakdale. So we're going to be able to vaccinate more people more efficiently and more locally, but it's going to take time. And there's every place is doing them differently. If you look at the pharmacies in town, we are now thankfully doing some of the vaccines locally in our pharmacies in town, and some of them have 65 plus, some have no restriction at all. They all obviously need appointments, and so that's obviously how people are being limited in terms of getting their vaccines. And so there's all kinds of ways to do that in local, the state site, through Allina, and then the pharmacies all have their own site too. So there's all these different ways that people are trying to get their vaccine.
And so if in fact we get a vaccine not at our clinic, should we follow up with you in some regard so that you know?
You know, for the vaccine, there is the Minnesota Registry. So when patients come in, we can see that they've been vaccinated. I think the more important thing right now to remember is that if someone does get COVID and they're diagnosed outside of Allina, so if they go to CVS or go somewhere else outside of a health care, so a Minute Clinic or something, and get tested and they're positive for COVID, if they're high risk, then they should let us know, because there are things that we can do. So, for example, if someone's 66 years old and they're diabetic and they get COVID, within that first couple days of their diagnosis, if they get monoclonal antibodies, which is an infusion of someone else's antibodies to the virus, we actually decrease the risk of hospitalization. So that's one thing. As we learn more about this, we know that that's something we can offer people. If someone's young and healthy, there's not much to do except tell them to, you know, stay at home and quarantine and call us if they have concerns. But people who are at high risk need to make sure that they let their provider know if they've been tested outside of Allina. If they're tested within Allina or another healthcare system, those people are automatically looked at to see if they're candidates for monoclonal antibodies.
So more and more people I know, just in speaking to people when I meet them, they have at least one shot of their vaccination. If in fact you have both of your shots, what does that mean for you, and does it open your world up anymore?
Well, it depends on who you're around. If you're in a room with everyone else vaccinated, you still have to be careful. If you're around a lot of people who aren't vaccinated, we don't know if you can carry the virus still and give it to other people. Some of the studies are suggesting, especially with the Pfizer so far, that maybe that's very unlikely, but it still can happen. And again, if there's a lot of the virus around in the community, we have to remember that just because you get two vaccines does not guarantee you're immune. So yeah, still have to be careful until we get a large number. In Israel, I think Dr. Fauci said it was about 50% vaccination before they really started to see the numbers going down.
And where do we stand as a state? Do you know that, Helen?
I just saw that this morning, and I think we were around 30% who have their one vaccine and around 18% of folks who have had both.
And you, of course, also work in River Falls, which is part of Wisconsin. How are they doing?
You know, I have to say Wisconsin is doing okay. Their positivity rate, which is that idea of how many positive tests are there for 1,000 tests that are completed, is still under 3, when Minnesota has bumped over 5.5. So the vaccine, while it was slow to roll out at the beginning, I think their strategy of how they have rolled out the vaccine has actually been effective so far. So We are not seeing small uptick in hospitalizations, but mostly on the east side of Wisconsin. But so far, we have to say things are holding their own. So folks are doing what they're being asked to do, too, of distancing and wearing masks and avoiding groups. They have to be because it's been working.
Oh, that's good to hear. So in Minnesota, I'm aware that we have three different vaccines. Do we have more than that? And can somebody explain the three different kinds?
I think I can take a shot at it. So there's three that we are using right now. So the Pfizer and Moderna were the RNA ones, and those are the two that came out first. And then the Johnson & Johnson is the one and done. And there's pros and cons to all of them. The Pfizer one is given two doses 3 weeks apart, and the Moderna is two doses 4 weeks apart. And the Johnson & Johnson, like I said, is just one. There's some little differences between them for people who might have allergies or people who have concerns about certain things. But essentially, the most important thing is that the vaccine gets in someone's arm. And it doesn't matter which vaccine. The most important thing is the more people we can vaccinate, the quicker we can vaccinate, the sooner the numbers will go down, the less likely we are to see more variants and increased spread. If you look at my family, I have one son who works with groceries, so he's been vaccinated and he got Moderna. My husband got Johnson & Johnson and I got Pfizer because I told them, get whichever one. Once you're eligible, get whichever one. So my one son who hasn't been vaccinated, he'll be the tiebreaker and he'll get whatever one he can get when his number comes up.
So as far as the Allina Clinic, are you offering all three?
We do offer each one at different times. So we tell patients when they schedule. We can't tell them which one they get because we think we know, but it could change. So we've done some mass vaccinations with Johnson & Johnson when we had a bunch come in, and we think we may get some more in the future, but right now I don't know if we have any more coming in. The majority of what we're doing right now is Pfizer and Moderna, but that could change next week. We're vaccinating with what we can get, and the most important thing, like I said, we tell patients we just want to vaccinate them. So we don't, when patients schedule right now, we are not telling them which one they're scheduling for. Some pharmacies and other places are, so if it's important for someone, they can get that certain vaccine at a certain place.
And as far as reactions, I've heard that some people have had a slight reaction to the second vaccine in particular. What causes that?
Well, that's our body doing what it's supposed to do. So it's an immune response, and people can get that from any vaccine. Even little kids do. We know that, you know, we tell parents when their child gets a vaccine that it's not unusual for them to get a fever or to be irritable and to take Tylenol or ibuprofen if they need to, but not ahead of time. And it's the same thing with these vaccines. We know that some people just sail through and don't get anything. There's some people who will get fever and chills. There's some people who might be in bed the next day. And this isn't just with these vaccines. We see it with the pediatric vaccines. We see it with the shingles vaccine. That's a normal response to our body reacting. And I don't know the answer, but I'm always curious, are those the people that would get sicker or less sick if they actually got the disease? I'm not sure, but it's an interesting thing to think about, is why do some people react more to it?
Is it tied at all to the fact that they maybe already had COVID and they didn't know it?
That's one thing. So people who have had the virus before can have more of a response to the vaccine and when they get immunized. But there's lots of people who have never been exposed to COVID who will have a reaction. It's just how their body responds to the vaccination.
Do you see in the next year that this is something that we are offered at our yearly appointments at Allina Clinic?
Oh, that's a $1 million question. I don't know that. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with boosters. Are we going to have to booster or not? And I think that's what's going to determine that. We will probably, once we get through the majority of vaccines, be able to offer it as something when people are in the office. But right now, we're not anywhere near that point.
Helen, I know that you wanted to chat a little bit about the fact that we still have to keep up with our other health issues, and we can't be so darn focused on COVID and so afraid to really go out in public that we ignore some of the other symptoms that we might have for other things wrong with us. So do you want to talk about that, please?
I would. Thanks, Mo. I think what Melody and I both would like to just make sure you know is that we provide safe care, and that we have ways at which we are wearing our special PPEs and making sure that there's spacing and ensuring that appointments are appropriate for whether you're coming in to have that mammogram or a test or going to have your physical. We provide very, very safe care. So putting off your yearly physical or ignoring any symptoms that you might have, or just say you're diabetic and you have decided you're going to stick at home and not come in and get rechecked, those things are all becoming dangerous now because we really do have a situation of delayed care. And we know that because our volumes are down compared to what it was in 2019. So we know you're not coming in. So we need you to come in so that in 6 months to a year from now, you're not dealing with something more complex and difficult. So please know we're here to provide you the very best of care with the very best experience.
Anything else that either of you want to add, please?
I think I just encourage people to hang in there. We're on the right track. And I remember one person after they got their vaccine, they wanted to take a picture of them throwing their mask away. And I'm like, no, please don't do that. We're getting so close and we're doing so much better. We just have to hang in, you know, maybe a couple more months of just being careful. We're not saying you have to be completely closed down like we were 6-9 months ago, but we just can't assume that we can have big parties and do the things that we want to do with 30 people in our house for Easter. It's just not safe yet.
Good advice. Helen, how about you?
Oh, just the same. And I hope that everybody has a happy Easter for those of you who celebrate. And it is time for us to be together if we can safely. But it's not time, as Melody says, to really go whole hog on this. So let's all be careful and cautious this weekend.
Great advice. Helen, thank you so much. Helen Strike is the president of the Regina Hospital and the River Falls Hospital of River Falls, Wisconsin. And we also want to thank our guest, Dr. Melody McKenzie. She is the Regina Hospital's Director of Medical Affairs and Alina Hastings' lead primary care physician. Happy Easter to both of you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.